From the field, to the track, to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, high school basketball regional playoff action on Friday, the GW boys advanced as they beat Amherst 60-50. Jonathan Simpson led the way for the Eagles with 15 points in the win. GW will now take on EC Glass on Tuesday night at 6. Chatham girls basketball team is back in action tonight in regional playoff action as they'll host Martinsville in the semifinals of the regionals at 6. Martinsville advanced by beating Gretna on Friday. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. won his first ever Daytona 500 yesterday. Stenhouse told ESPN after that the race was a battle.
It's amazing. 75th year of NASCAR, the 65th anniversary of the Daytona 500. Couldn't get any better. Man, that was a chaotic race. I felt like it was super, competitive. It was tough to pass. Once you got your track position, you didn't want to give it up. But my Kroger Cottonell team did an amazing job. I felt like the good Lord was watching out for us. I sped on pit road, had to do a pass through. A wreck happened in one while I was on pit road, so we missed that. And then we had just enough fuel to make it there at the end.
Joey Logano finished in second place, with Chris Bell finishing behind him in third place. Motocross legend Travis Pastrana finished 11th in his first ever Daytona 500 after starting 40th. In ACC hoops action from yesterday, number 23 NC State closed the game on a 17-9 run to beat UNC 77-69. The Wolfpack improved to 21-7 on the season, while UNC drops to 16-11. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.